Dvar Halacha and Chodesh Halvavos, Or L'Chof, Iyar, Tavshin Ayin Dalet, Monday night. Okay, we move on now maybe to discussing Isurei Sfira, even though for many people that's finally over, even though it's not much Isurim to begin with, especially since they started making a cappella concerts. And you can go listen to an a cappella concert, a choir, which is maybe even more mutter, I explained to my wife, than on a tape recorder, because there are those that say that a tape recorder playing a cappella music is maybe a cliché, but if you're listening to a concert, it's not a cliché, unless they're speaking through a microphone. Nope. Anyway, two dinim that are brought down, b'shem Digros Moshe, and it seems to be accepted by Klal Yisrael because they're coolest. They don't like when he's machmir, but they love him when he's mekel. One is that you can go to a simcha of someone that's not being no exfira in whatever days they may be, so the guests are allowed to attend as well, even though their minhag is different. Once it's mutter for him, so they can be mishtatif in his simcha. That's din one that brought down. It goes Moshe, it's a shayla, the Chassam Sofer, for Moshe's chayluk at the Chassam Sofer or not. Rav Moshe discusses it himself if he's arguing with the Chassam Sofer. But al kaponim, he clearly says it's okay. And also, if someone gets married, let's say on Lag BaOmer, you can have music and even rikudin by the Sheva Brachas, which will, even if you keep Svira after Lag BaOmer, or let's say Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you got married, then you could have the Sheva Brachas, and it's mutter to have music and even rikudim by the Sheva Brachas. And of course, again, the guests can attend as well. Okay, moving back to Chayvus Halvavos, we're in Shir number 7 from the beginning, and the Chayvus Halvavos is giving a quick list of mitzvahs aseis and mitzvahs los aseis of Chayvus Halvavos. And so he is giving now the list of mitzvos aseis, some mitzvos aseis of Chayvus Halvavos. So of course there's Emunah, that was number one, Emunah, and that he created the world Yesh Me'ayin, that was number two, V'she'en Kamohu, V'she'ne Kabul Olav Yehudo, and we're up to V'she'na Avdehu. I'm not sure the difference between She'en Kamohu and Nekabul Oleinu Yehudo, but we'll go weiter. V'she'na Avdehu B'libeinu, to serve Hashem with our hearts or minds. Rabbi Victor Miller translates the word Levavos in Chavos Halvavos. He says in most of Nach, Lev is the mind. I think we discussed it by email once with a bunch of people, that Lev is intuitive thinking as opposed to analytical thinking, which is the Moach, the brain, and intuition would be coming from the Lev, perhaps. Al Koponim Ula'avdo B'chol Levavchem, the Chavos Halvavos says, V'shenavdehu B'libeinu, to serve Hashem in your heart. So what does that mean? So according to the Chavos Halvavos, it means something very basic. And that really is one of the foundational yesodos of the Sefer. That's redundant, I know. Foundational yesodos is redundant. And that is that our Avodas Hashem has to stem from a sense of gratitude to Him. You have to feel gratitude, not you have to say you feel gratitude. But you have to feel grateful to Hashem for all that He does, whether it's the fact that we're alive, and He has a whole list of things throughout the Sefer. So V'shenavdehu B'libo really touches upon, V'shenavdehu B'libeinu touches upon really that foundation of the Sefer, which is that our avoda is belev, meaning out of a sense of gratitude that we feel towards Him. The next one is, so that's obviously Chavos Halavavos, and that's a mitzvah saseh, to be Ovid Hashem B'leiv. V'shen Ezbonim, he's not going into whether it's part of the Reish Mem Ches counting. He's just talking about obligations, positive obligations, that are Chavos Halavavos. V'shen Ezbonim B'pilei Yitzirosav. Chavos Halavavos counts that on the list. He says there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, an obligation, and this is again a very a big yesod even throughout the Sefer, and especially obviously Shar HaBechina, where he, which is the second if the Shar HaYichud is Shar HaBechina, which had a mitzvah to study the Pilei Hashem, whether it's in any discipline in the natural world, in anything. In Torah also, the Chochmas Hashem, the Gvuras Hashem, the amazing complexity. You eat something, it gets broken up into different things, as he's ma'arich in Shar HaBechina. So tonight is Shenadehu B'lovavenu, B'shenezbonein B'pilei Yitzirosav, and one more, B'sheniftachbo. Good old Bitochon, and that again he elaborates obviously in Shar HaBitochon. We have to rely on Hashem, we have to, as the Ramban says, 200 years after the Chazal of us, but the Ramban is a very good shorthand way of thinking about it. Emunah is the tree, and Bitachon is the fruit. Okay, stop here.